It's Thursday, January 2nd, A.D. 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Hindu radicals in India reportedly attacked a large ceremony held last Saturday for the inauguration of a Christian community center in West Bengal State, according to the Indian English newspaper The Telegraph. Armed with bombs and sticks, 20 men attacked the 800 people from 28 different villages gathered to inaugurate the building called Jesus's Prayer Home. 4 people, including 2 children, suffered injuries. Remarkably, only 10 of the 800 were Christians. Local Hindus feared the building would be used for Christian evangelism. The radicals who carried out the attack are now under arrest. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu won the primary contest for control of his Likud party with over 70% of the vote last Thursday, despite facing charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. He will lead his party in Israel's national election in March, the 3rd national vote in a year. Netanyahu announced new achievements ahead, including obtaining, quote, a defense pact with the U.S. that will ensure Israeli freedom to act. We will defeat Iran and achieve a peace pact with Arab countries, end quote. Daniel 4, verse 17 reminds us that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he will. The Trump administration broke the record in 2019 for issuing the fewest regulations since the government started counting in 1975, according to the Competitive Enterprise Institute Vice President Clyde Wayne Cruz. This marks the 3rd year that the Trump administration has broken the record for fewest regulations. The Federal Register published 2,964 final rules in 2019, some of which were written to replace or get rid of other rules. On December 20th, President Donald Trump signed bills to repeal the quote-unquote parking lot tax that was part of the 2017 tax cut measure. The tax would have required houses of worship to pay a 21% tax on employee benefits like parking spaces and transit subsidies. The new bill is retroactive, so churches can claim refunds for paying such taxes over the last 2 years. Despite missing the first 5 Democratic debates, Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg has spent tens of millions of dollars from his personal fortune and sits at 5th place among candidates, but only at 5%, according to a Hill-Harris ex-poll. Like his more popular Democratic contenders, the former New York City mayor is pushing for government-funded abortion in a plan he announced on Monday. Bloomberg said he would codify Roe v. Wade into federal law if elected and would repeal the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits taxpayer funding of elective abortions through Medicare. Isaiah 59, verse 7 says, "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood." As global markets added $17 trillion in value last year and U.S. unemployment reached a 50-year low in October, wages for low-income workers in America are rising at the fastest pace in over a decade. Wages for the lowest 25% of earners increased by 4.5% in November compared with the previous year, and wages for the top 25% of earners increased by 2.9% from 2018. 2 cities in Kern County, California voted last year to add "In God We Trust" to the decals on their police cars. The Delano City Council voted for the measure first, followed by the Bakersfield City Council. Reflecting on the past year, outgoing Delano Mayor Joe Aguirre told the Record newspaper, quote, "Delano has a strong faith-based background, and I admire the show of support to place the 'In God We Trust' motto in our Delano police vehicles this year with the support of our community. We have so much to be proud of and so much to get done, and with the grace of God, we will get it done," end quote. And finally, Tony Wallace, a 64-year-old registered nurse, was one of 2 people who were killed in a shooting on Sunday at West Freeway Church of Christ in Fort Worth, Texas. Wallace died while serving communion to his fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. His daughter, Tiffany Wallace, told NBC News that she has forgiven the shooter.
"I forgive him, and that's the hardest thing to say."
Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 44, "Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, January 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.